The Gulf Coast of the U.S. is facing a very rough week. Tropical Storm Laura is gaining strength and could be a Category 3 hurricane by the time it makes landfall later this week. It's expected to hit along the coast of Louisiana and Texas, potentially with 100-plus mile-per-hour winds. And even as we speak, the coast is feeling the effects of Tropical Storm Marco. It has weakened but is still bringing rain. Ken Graham is the director of the National Hurricane Center, and he joins me now from Miami. Ken Graham, give us a sense of what these storms look like right now.
Yeah, right now, looking at the satellite here, Marco very close to making landfall right here at the mouth of the Mississippi River. But what's interesting is most of the rain was sheared off. So most of the heavy rain is in the southeast U.S. from the Florida Panhandle all the way up into Alabama, Georgia, and the Carolinas. So heavy rainfall, but we're looking at Laura as well. Just a large circulation just south of the island of Cuba, and we expect it to make its way into the Gulf of Mexico and strengthen into a hurricane.
And Ken Graham, how usual or not is it for two storms to be coming so close together like this?
Yeah, it's very unusual, and it's a situation that it's unusual from a meteorological perspective, but it's also unusual and difficult from a preparedness standpoint as well, because you start getting the impacts in certain locations from Marco, and 2 days later, you start getting a stronger system. We expect to be much stronger hurricane when it comes to Laura making its way to the Gulf Coast.
So how does the first storm, which, as you say, Marco is weakening but still bringing a lot of rain, how does that affect, complicate, or lay the groundwork for the storm that follows it?
Yeah, it's an interesting situation because that storm was so small. So there wasn't much influence on the temperatures in the Gulf. There wasn't much influence really shaping how Laura reacts as well. So this is what's going to happen. With time, we get into the Gulf. I mean, there's not a lot of shear. I mean, the warm waters of the Gulf, the upper air pattern, everything's coming together for development. Expect that hurricane to make its way northward, the upper Texas coast to central Louisiana, get that landfall. However, a larger storm than Marco. So some of those impacts can stretch well away from the center. You can see storm surge as far away as the Mississippi coast, maybe even to Alabama with that landfall, even that far west.
And do you feel at this point, Ken Graham, the word is getting out sufficiently to people who could be affected by this?
Yeah, we're doing every media interview that we can to get the information out. We're doing briefings. I'm actually out here in operations right now. The hurricane specialists are here on the phone doing briefings. We're doing everything we can to get the word out, but we really need to, because if you think about it, the arrival of these impacts occur before the center. So even you start looking at a center that's still in the Gulf, that storm surge, the rain, the wind is well out ahead. So you have today, you have tomorrow, and then all of a sudden Wednesday, some of these impacts will be felt.
And that's what I wanted to ask you. What day are we looking at for the maximum impact? You're looking at Wednesday?
Yeah, it looks like Wednesday. So you see the landfall here. And I wanted to show this here. You start looking at the arrival of the winds. This is actually the arrival of the tropical storm force winds. That's a good indicator when you got to wrap stuff up because it's too dangerous to be outside. So Wednesday, 8 a.m., you start seeing some of these winds reach the southeast Louisiana coastline. And during the day Wednesday, spread northward. So Wednesday, you're going to start seeing a whole lot of impacts along the Gulf Coast.
Ken Graham, director of the National Hurricane Center, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.